Hi, this is Betsy Jordan, and this is my podcast series, Consulting Matters, Mastering the Art and Science of the Business. In today's podcast, I'm going to reveal to you what employee engagement really is. I'm going to share with you some about what I learned at Disney, as importantly, how I've applied the Disney principles with other companies and learned so much more about employee engagement that I want to pass on to you. First off, I want to be clear. Employee engagement is not a training program. It is not a magical silver bullet. A lot of times people think employee engagement is a leadership development program, and that is not true. Second, one of the biggest myths about employee engagement is that somehow employee engagement is some sort of new, fancy, sexier term for employee satisfaction, when in reality, these are two totally different things. Employee satisfaction is simply this. It's to what degrees employees feel happy, feel content. But the kicker with satisfaction is it doesn't necessarily translate to performance. On the other hand, employee engagement is all about performance. It's all around to what degree employees are rationally and emotionally committed to their organization, specifically as it relates to the company, to their job, to their leader, to their team, and to what degree that commitment translates to two critical outcomes: discretionary effort and intent to stay. So discretionary effort is all of that above and beyond kind of stuff. So when I was a food server, back in the day, a long, long time ago, when I was in college, I had choices on what I did once all my tables were kind of all up to speed and everybody had what they needed. I could either run food for another teammate, I could go to my customers and see what else I can do to add to their experience, or I can go in the break room and make some phone calls to my friends or chit chat with whoever is back there. And so discretionary effort is that choice point that an employee makes instead of doing something like nowadays, it would be getting online, surfing the web, or doing something else. It's to what degree they will take that extra effort and use it to help improve the customer experience, improve the company, or help teammates. Discretionary effort is huge because you can see the business case. If I can get employees to be more committed and they go above and beyond, you can see the connection to customer satisfaction and ultimately business results, right? That's one part of it. There's a huge other part of the business case is employees who are engaged also want to stay at the company longer. And you know, if you're a business owner, it costs a lot of money to replace an employee. So getting that intent to stay is a powerful business case because when you think about avoiding costs that you don't have to incur, that's what employee engagement is. And so you measure something that is very different than measuring employee satisfaction. So if you really want to have truly engaged employees, it all begins with this one thing. You need to hire people who are authentically connected to your true purpose. At Disney, we screened hard for not just the technical skills, but the cultural fit. Because let's be honest, nobody wakes up every day and say, you know what, I really want to go above and beyond because I really want to create shareholder wealth. I care about those shareholders and I must see that portfolio increase. I'm going to just go above and beyond for that teammate, right? You know that's not going to happen. Or whenever a company puts out like, hey, we really want to create double digit growth over the next couple of quarters and all that kind of stuff. You know, no employee is going to say, you know what, honey, I'm not coming home. Put the kids to bed. I'm going to stay late because I just really want to help this company achieve these profit goals. That's not true. That's not reality. That's not the way we're wired. You need to connect a purpose to the employee's purpose. So the emotional connection to the job is the fuel that creates the engagement, but the rational is what sparks the fire. So the rational reasons for why an employee needs to commit to you are really basic. They need equitable compensation. They need a reasonable workload and they need career opportunities in order for them to say, you know what, this is a good place for me. But once that is in place and you take the money issue off the table, employees really need to be fired up and to leverage those talents. So let me tell you how once you get that rational thing off the table, what you need to do. First, it's not really all about the leader. So one of the main things I want to share with you that I've learned through additional research with working with other companies, the common understanding out there is that the leader is the key. But what's interesting is what the research holds that I've done is that it's not the leader that's the key that creates engagement. The leader is key to creating satisfaction. And satisfaction, remember, is not necessarily connected to performance. So I did this amazing research project several years ago. I had the best research partner you could ever imagine. We were able to link employee engagement results to performance levels that were identified in the company. And what was interesting is we discovered that the employees that were the lowest performers were the ones who were most committed to their leaders. And conversely, the ones that were most committed to their roles were actually the highest performers. So what this means is that you really, at the end of the day, need to create meaningful work that the employee authentically wants to do, and the leader is more of an enabler, not necessarily their best friend, because ironically, is if they're their best friend, they're really actually not performing. Let me just summarize some actionable things that you can do right now to get started. First off, you could work with your senior team to dig deep on your authentic purpose for being that goes beyond making money. Now, don't make something up because people will sense that a mile away. But why this company? And why does your company make a difference for the lives of those that you serve? So the more you can have that, that really helps create that connection to purpose. But that's not enough with your senior team. You need to have some sort of vision and a logical plan for getting there, because employee engagement requires employees knowing that they are on a winning team that's making a difference. You need to be strategic when you think about your organizational structure. You need to think about it holistically from top to bottom, and what is it going to look like to create roles that are meaty and interesting that people want to do. You want to hire people who love what they do and they believe in what you stand for. You need to make sure, this is what we did at Disney all the time. We had this thing called role in the show, which is everybody has a role in the show. So we have one show, everybody has a role. And the more that people understand their connection to that role and how they make a difference, the better enabled they will be to see that what I do matters. The other interesting thing that was ironic is one of the most engaged parts of the employees at Disney were the custodial staff. You would think custodial staff are not going to be super engaged, like cleaning toilets and cleaning the bathrooms. Like, wow, that's super fun. For a lot of people, they may not see that, but these cast members, they saw that they were protecting the magic. They were protecting the brand. They were enhancing the guest experience. And you know what? Doing a role like that enabled them to interact with the guests in a different way. And they knew every interaction made a difference. So it really doesn't matter how sexy the role is. If you can connect that role to the contribution that it makes in the overall organization, you are taking that employee engagement to a whole new level. And the other thing that you could do right now is give an employee a voice in sharing what they think will make this a more winning team. So at the end of the day, at the heart of everything with employee engagement, employees need to know that what they do matters and that they matter. And the more that you can connect the dots between what they do and how it matters, and you demonstrate appreciation that what they do does matter, and you show that in terms of equitable compensation and opportunities, you will be able to see your employee engagement move to the levels that Disney has enjoyed for years and years and years. You've been listening to Consulting Matters with me, Betsy Jordan, and it is my passion to help remove the overwhelm and mystery of what it takes to grow a sustainably profitable business. If you want a step-by-step guide, join me at BetsyJordan.com/offer, and there you will find a roadmap that will help you create the success that you imagine step by step, and you will learn what you need to do today.